You ever see Tumor of Goblet?
No, but that's back in generations I've heard it.
Yeah.
Tumor, you know, they're different. Tumor's a different kind of container.
Yeah, I've heard Tumor. And Goblet, of course.
Goblet, Tumor's somewhat similar.
Yeah, Goblet generally refers
to... Glass is the plainest one.
Yeah.
That's what we use it.
You ever call goblets those things with the stems?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Goblets can be,
Okay. What are the principal parts of drink?
Drink, drunk.
Okay. When dinner's on the table and the family's standing around waiting to begin, what do you say to them?
Let's eat. Have a seat.
Okay, or sit down?
Sit down.
Okay. If you have company for dinner?
Please have a seat.
What if you, they're relatives or something? Relatives or intimate friends?
Let's be seated.
Okay, what about if they were strangers?
Would you please have a seat?
Okay. Principal parts of sit.
Sit, sat, sat.
Okay. If you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed, you say blank.
Please pass the potatoes.
Or, if you want them not to wait until the potatoes are passed, you know, if you just put them down on the table, you have a football player that just came in, he's off.
So would you have the potatoes?
Or would you ever tell him to help yourself?
Help yourself,
yeah.
Yes.
Would you ever tell him to take some? Yeah.
Yes, have some.
Yeah,
potatoes.
Have some. Okay. What are the principal parts of help?
Help.
Okay. If you decide not to eat something, you say, I don't blame.
Care.
Okay. Don't care for any?
Don't care for any.
Okay. Would you say that same thing to intimate friends as you would to a host, say?
No, thank you. I think you'd be a little bit more, less formal with intimate friends.
Would you say no thank you then?
No thank you.
Yeah. But to your husband, you might say, no thank you, I don't think I'll care for any or something.
Yes.
Okay. If the food has been cooked and served a second time, you say it has been blank.
It has been warmed or... Warmed over.
Okay. If you put food in your mouth and then you begin to, like, you put food in your mouth, then the next step in the process,
you chew.
Okay. A dish made out of boiled Indian meal and some kind of liquid is called what?
Made out of what? Bouillon?
Pardon me. Boiled Indian meal. I think they're referring to cornmeal.
Uh-huh.
It's warm cornmeal with milk and water. You've already talked about it.
A corn pone or a...
What's your grandfather had? Milk, cornbread?
Mush?
Right.
Mush.
Okay, let's see. You have water too, right?
Yes.
Okay. Ever heard of kush Indian pudding? Churn mush, churn flour, suppan, spawn, hasty pudding?
Never heard of any of that.
Okay. What do you call peas, beets, and the like?
Vegetables.
Okay. You grow them in a
garden.
Okay. A small plot near the house where you might grow vegetables is called a
garden.
Okay. Or anything else? Any particular name?
Vegetable patch.
Yeah. Ever call them vegetable garden or anything? Kitchen garden.
Kitchen garden.
Victory garden.
Yeah, that was quite a turn during the war.
Yeah.
Victory.
Mm-hmm. They don't have any more than do that.
That's when we put all of the lawns, dug up the lawns and planted the gardens in the lawn.
Yeah.
You remember that then? When you were a little boy.
I don't remember doing that.
Well, that's the truth.
I remember
did
about
in
it.
Towns. And not
in,
too and
in
not
the
too far but yes, sir. Really.
Right.
And they're still doing it in a lot of places. They found out they can in towns where they have some yard space.
My grandfather did.
Yeah.
Did it in fact.
Mm-hmm. We have tomatoes around our house that grow way up on big, big.